song. You gotta be right up here.
And you come right up here, we're gonna sing Nice Logo Move.
You ready? You ready? Are you on a spring? Here we go. Everybody scoot forward in the back. Scoot forward. There we go. Listen. If your heart's not humble when you try to pray, if you think you have no sin, you're perfectly okay. You will never know heaven's greatest joys, 'cause to pray and not be humble is just a bunch of might as well go moo, baa, oink, meow, woof. Might as well go moo, baa, oink, meow, woof. Might as well go moo, baa, oink, meow, woof. 'Cause that's a prayer I fear that God will never hear. You might have lots of money, a great education, be strong as a lion, or president of a nation. Say words that are so great the whole day through. But if your heart's not humble, it's just
cock-a-doodle-doo.
Might as well go.
Jesus loves me, yes I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Welcome everybody this morning. We appreciate everybody that's made an effort to be here this morning. Appreciate our children singing for us this morning. And we were reading in the 119th Psalms this morning. I might not get it quite right, but the words of the Lord are like a lamp that light the path for our feet. I know that ain't quite right, but that stuck with me this morning. Hayden and I had a conversation this week. He's trying to make a decision about something. He said, "How do you know you get an answer on something?" I said, "You just got to pray about it and go with what you feel. It's hard sometimes to know which way the Lord wants us to go in our lives, but we just put our faith and trust in Him. He'll show us which direction we need to go. And but we're thankful to be here and looking forward to having a good day in the Lord. Let's." Remember the service this morning, everybody just do everything the Lord asked of them this morning. And us brother Lowell Thomas dismisses Sunday school.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord. And think about Jesus. They sang that song, Jesus Loves Me. And me and my wife were talking coming to church this morning. I said, I love the Lord now better than I did the day he saved me. That's the way my memory is. Maybe I loved him just as good, but it seems like I love him more. And David, I assume it was David. It might have been somebody else wrote the 116th Psalm. But he said, I love the Lord because. And then he told about his experience. And I love the Lord because of that day in 1956 when he picked me up and cleaned me up and put that joy down in my life. He gave me something I'd heard about all my life. Ever since I was a little boy, Mom took me to church, and I'd heard about it, but I didn't really know nothing about it till God put it down in here. And the best thing that ever happened to me, and that I've been saved since I was 15 years old. That's a bunch of years. And it's got better, seemingly, all the time. And it's going to get better and better. And I can't quote the scripture exactly, but it says something like, unto a perfect day. Now, the joy that we have right now is just pointing to what's coming. And God promised us heaven. That's a real place. I've never seen it. The Bible don't tell you much about it. But I know it's there. I know it's real. But the joy, can you remember? And I know we've all got special moments that God's blessed us real good. And can you remember one of those moments that God really just opened the windows of heaven and filled your cup up and run it over? That's just a little taste of what heaven's going to be like all the time. And I went to a revival meeting at the church over in the South End one time and had a hallelujah meeting, people shouting all over the house. And when the pastor got up to close the service, he said, we couldn't stand the Spirit of the Lord like that all the time. It'd kill us. Our body, we'd forget to eat and we'd forget to do all the things that we need to do from a natural standpoint. And I presume he's right. It sounded good to me. But God knows what we need, and he knows when we need it. Was you ever at work or at school or whatever and had God come along and bless you real good? I've had a lot of experiences like that. And Elbert Smith said one time over on Albert Street, it's been years ago, he said, I never have had the Lord sneak up on me and bless me. He said, I was either thinking about him or meditating on the scripture or singing a song or about Jesus or something, and he blessed me. But God knows what we need when we need it. Now, and that leads us up to the lesson today. We're in the 130th Psalm. But he knows what we need when we need it. And sometimes he knows everything about us. Sometimes he knows that we have to ask him for it. There's been a lot of times in my life that I've been way down and seemed like in a deep, dark place and just struggling. And wondering where God was at. But where he was at was sitting up there saying, "Hey, I want to hear from you." Did you ever have a real bad problem, something that was bothering you bad, and you just keep right on trying to get a hold of God, and pretty soon he'll let your struggles accomplish something. You get a hold of God, and he'll fill you a cup up and run it over. We got a great God. And a lot of times, we ain't so great to him. And I can judge by my life. There's been times, like the song says, they sing, "I've let him down." All the years that I've been saved, God never has let me down. Even when I've been wrong, every time that I've been wrong or even thought about being wrong, going wrong, he's been right here letting me know that that's the wrong way for me to go. And those are some of the best blessings. They wasn't a blessing then. He kind of condemned me a little bit for the way I was doing. But those are some of the best blessings I've ever had in my life. Because even when I was wrong, God was telling me that I still belong to him. We got a great God. Our lesson's in 130th Psalm. And Terry and Linda got me some of these magnifying things, and I ain't sure how much it'll help me, but it'll help some. I might can read this print in my Bible this morning, and I got a new pair of glasses too that might help. But in the 130th Psalm, the writer, and I don't know who wrote this. It don't really matter. We try sometimes to figure out which writer wrote what, and I know there was some man that wrote it down on the paper. But the Bible said all scripture is given by inspiration of God, so it all come from him, regardless of who wrote it on the paper. And same thing here this morning in this church service. If we get anything out of it from God, that comes from God. That don't come from the person standing up here or from the singers that's singing. And we all got a place in the service. Regardless, we got to stay ready. The Bible said, "Be ready always to give an answer to any man that asketh thee a reason of the hope that's in you with fear and trembling." And we got to be ready. And maybe this ain't our day. Maybe God don't want us to say nothing in the service. And that's fine if he don't. But then the time's going to come that it'll be my turn. God will say, "You got to testify, or you got to pray, or you got to do something." And if I'm ready, I can do that. But if I'm sitting down here on my seat, half asleep, and ain't paying no attention to what's going on, I'm not ready. And if sometimes I'm not taking up too much time, but sometimes I'll study these lessons and seem like I don't get nothing out of it. I mean, like I ought to, like I think I ought to. I'll say that. And I've come to church and God'll help me and I'll get a little point or two out of it. I've got to the place when I pray to God about these lessons, I say, Lord, just give me what you want me to have. And if I can say that out of my heart, that works. But if it comes out of here, God didn't, that's like that song the kids sung. It's just cock-a-doodle-doo. We gotta get our heart humble. Say, Lord, here I am. Use me. Like Isaiah said, here am I, Lord, send me. And we gotta be willing, we gotta be humble, and God can use us. Out of the depths have I cried unto the Lord, unto thee, O Lord. Out of the depths. And what's that remind? That reminds you of the day you got saved. Did me. There's a scripture. In the 40th Psalm, the writer said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my going. And that, when God can get our minds back to the day we got saved, and he does that pretty regular, when he get your mind to remember where he brought you from and what he give you when he brought you out of there, that's one of the greatest blessings that we can get going through life. Now, I can remember in here the day I got saved. That's one of that memory. I don't think anything. I don't know. I might be wrong, but I don't think anything could erase that from here. But maybe it could. But I guarantee you, they ain't nothing going to erase it from here. And Blaine mentioned that lady that was at the nursing home when my mom was there. And I've told this a lot of times, but we went in, me and Imogen went in one day to visit with mom, and she was in the dining room. We went in, sat down at the table with her, and the nurse introduced us to this lady that was sitting across the table, and she was a new patient, and she said she can sure sing God Bless America, make the hair stand up on your head. And she asked her, said, would you sing that for them? And that lady said, no, I won't sing that one, but I'll sing this other one that blesses my soul. And she sung the old rugged cross, and it blessed my soul. That's the best I ever heard it, I believe. But anyway, when she got done, before she started, she'd been sitting there just mumbling, making like she didn't know she was in the world, making fun noises, and soon as she got done singing that song, she went right back to them noises. Her mind might have been about gone. I don't really know what her condition was, but it sounded like it. But what I felt down in my soul when she was singing that song, I knowed she was remembering what God done for her. And I believe down in my soul that don't get forgotten. This year might go any direction. out of the depths have I cried. Now, I was thinking about the day I got saved, coming to church this morning, and God called me, and I wasn't going to go. And I've told my story hundreds of times. But, and Edna Mason come to me and just said, you need to go pray. And I come out of there and headed for the altar. And I don't remember saying a word out of my mouth. But when I stepped out of that aisle over there, I gave my life to Jesus. I was willing. I wanted to be saved, and I got saved. And been saved ever since. But a prayer ain't just something that comes out of here. It has to come out of here. And I've prayed some of the best prayers that I've ever prayed, according to the way I felt down in my soul. They wasn't a word come out of my mouth. It just come right out of here. It just bubbled up. And God heard whatever it was. I don't even know what it was. That sounds unreasonable, but that's the case. But God hears every prayer that comes out of here. And he answers every one of them. Sometimes, there's been a lot of times that I've got down to pray, and God answered my prayer right then and there, and I could see it answered. One I can remember for sure. I hadn't been saved long, and I was having the devil been on my back all day long, bothering me. And I come home, and there wasn't nobody home. And I went in the bathroom, got on my knees. I said, Lord, I need some help. Now, I don't remember exactly what I said, but I said, Lord, I need some help. And I got up, and there was a Sunday school leaflet laying on the dresser there. And I picked that up and read the memory verse. And it said, I'll not have you tempted above what you're able, but with every temptation, there's a way made for your escape. And he filled my cup up and run it over, and the devil was gone. Now, sometimes God will answer your prayers just right then and there, and you can see it. And then other times, you might have to get down and pray and keep right on praying. And I just had a thought on that. Long as you're praying for God to help you, you're trying to help yourself. And he wants you to do he wants me and you to do every bit we can to do the job he's put us in. And then when we can't do it, he's there to help us. If that's where our heart's at, and you're saying, Lord, I need your help, and you're sincere out of that, He'll let us do every bit we can. We get in a harness we're harnessed up with Jesus, if you have it the way. And he'll let me pull just hard as I can pull and do my part. And when I can't do it, he will. So out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord, and I've done that hundreds of times, millions of times probably. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ear be attuned to the voice of my supplications. And I've prayed that prayer. Lord, hear me. I need you. Sometimes you don't really know how to pray when you get down real low and things, you need something real bad. And you say, Lord, I need you. Hear me. But God, he said he would hear us if we'd humble our hearts and call on him. He'll hear us. He hears a prayer out of a sincere heart. And he answers those prayers according to his will in his time. It ain't always just instantaneously, like I was talking about a while ago. Sometimes we gotta wait a while. But we've got a God that's gonna listen to every prayer, and he's gonna answer every one of them. And James wrote, said, "We ask and have not, because we ask amiss, that we might consume it upon our own lust." Now, God don't hear them kind of prayers. Them kind comes out of here. The sincere prayer, the Bible said, is a sincere desire of the heart that comes out of here. Anybody got anything? Be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If the Lord should us, now listen, if the Lord should us mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? If God holds me accountable, and I'm going to pay for every sin, who's going to be able to stand? God, and I got it wrote down here somewhere, but said the blood of Christ cleanseth from all sin, past, present, and future, if you're saved. Now, that ain't saying that I won't have trouble if I sin. God's going to hold me accountable on that. If I've been saved and I sin against God, he's going to punish me for that one way or another. Now, I was talking about back when I was young, I got out of church some, and God let me know that right in here. Now, he never laid me up in the hospital somewhere, but I'll tell you what. He put some fear down in here. I was about afraid to drive my car, because I knew I was in trouble. But when I got right with God, that trouble was gone. Now, I sometimes still yet, I can remember those things and I regret that they ever happened. But what God told me and so on, I done told you, there's some of the greatest blessings I've got in my life now, But if God holds us accountable, he held Jesus accountable for my sin. He went to the cross and died because of my sin, because of your sin. Each individual can say the same thing. And maybe we've been real good people, but we ain't lived above sin. But Jesus paid the debt. But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. God, I've never went to God right out of my heart and said, Lord, I'm wrong again. I need you to forgive me. That it didn't happen. Now, I've had times that I knew right here, I knew I was wrong. And I would try out of here to fix things up. That don't work. It's got to come out of here. You gotta want to get right with God right out of your heart, or it'll never happen. People got to want to get saved right out of here, or it'll never happen. It has to come out of the heart. From the heart, the Bible said, are the issues of life. And that's talking about eternal life, probably. There is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do hope. And that scripture I read out of the 40th Psalm said, I waited patiently for the Lord. And he waited patiently for the Lord and got saved. There's a scripture over in Isaiah that says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And that's talking about after you get saved now. You can depend on God. You wait on him. And when he moves. Now, I was talking about when we do our jobs for God. Sometimes we go through a church service and it ain't time for me to testify or whatever. So I just got to keep my seat. But then next time maybe God will give me a testimony or whatever. And it's time. And I can get up and move and God will bless me and it'll help somebody. So we wait on the Lord, and when he moves, we move. Just like when the children of Israel was coming through the wilderness, they had the fire by day and the light by night. God led them. When the fire moved, they moved. When it stood still, they stood still. So we can wait on the Lord, and when he moves, we can move. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. God ought to be number one. If you've been saved by the grace of God, God ought to be number one in your life. I tell my wife pretty regular, she's next to the Lord, why she's number one. But we don't always, in here, we don't always do that. Sometimes we let things get in our way. But God ought to be number one in my life and in your life if you've been saved by God's grace. He ought to be number one. Now that don't mean I ought to love my wife any less. than I do. And I told her this morning, I said, I believe I love you way more now than I did when we got married. And he said, it just keeps growing. But this is what I said. I said, when you got love like it ought to be, it ought to keep growing. And that's natural, from a natural standpoint. And that's also from a spiritual standpoint. Because I told her, I said, I love Jesus now more than I did the day I got saved. And I meant that right out of my heart. I don't can't remember that far back real good, but that's the best thing that ever happened to me. Anybody got anything? Let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. With the Lord there's mercy and there's plenteous. He's got enough salvation to save the whole world if they'll come to him. And we talk about hope sometimes, and we get it a little bit wrong, maybe. My soul, when I got saved, down in here, I got everything I'm going to get. My soul just sure of heaven. I don't have to hope that I'm going. My soul is sealed till the day of redemption. This thing you look at, there's hope for the body. This thing's going in the ground. If time stands long enough, they'll roll me up here in a box and take me down on Fairmont Road and put me in the ground. But there's a day coming. In the fourth chapter of 1 Thessalonians, he said, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And that's me. That's the hope that I've got in this fellow right here. He's going to change our vile body and make it like unto his glorious one. And we're going to get up, and the Bible said it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. I believe when God says, go get him, my eyes is going to open and I'll see him coming. And I'll be just like him. Now, I don't know what that's like, but it's going to be real good. Better than anything. Right now, I'm getting old and got some problems and staggery and all different things. Ain't able to do the things I used to a lot. But one of these days, all of that's going to be gone. And I'll say this for what it's worth. And now sometimes I get up and try to do something, and I make a flop out of it. But when God moves, I ain't got no disabilities down on the inside. We might have problems in the flesh. And this flesh will get in our way sometimes. See, there ain't no problems in our soul, and God's in there. Let Israel hope. and he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Now, you got a lot of people. You got a lot of people that'll tell you that all Israel's going to be saved. And there's a scripture that says that. I got it wrote down here somewhere. That's not talking from a natural standpoint. If that had been the case, they wouldn't even had to preach to them. God said they was going to be saved, so they'll be saved. All Israel. Paul said that all Jews are not Jews outwardly, but Jews inwardly. In other words, talking about the church, are Jews down on the inside. And every one of them is going to be saved. Every one of them. Well, time's still going on, and God's still preaching to them. Some of them not got saved yet. But all God's church is going to be saved, going to have a hope, and will be redeemed. The church, God's church, from Adam down to the last man that gets saved, be perfect, just as perfect as God is. Anybody got anything? Right. And the righteous part, and Bill quoted scripture, said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And the righteous part's down on the inside down here. That's where the righteous man's at. So that prayer has to come from there. This flesh, God give us the job of keeping this thing unspotted from the world. To try to live just as close to God as we can. And that's a massive job for me. It's a hard job to keep this fella in line. But if we can humble our heart and let this fella down here do the praying, that's the righteous man. And the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And God will hear every one of them. Anybody else got anything? I got a scripture I want to read, if I can read my handwriting. And I quoted part of it earlier in the 116th Psalm. David said, I love the Lord because he hath heard my prayer and my supplication, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. And not. Every one of you is the same way I am, and I'm sure. But I've been saved a long time, and I've been calling on the Lord all of that time, one way or another. I've either had to say, Lord, forgive me, or Lord, I need something, or Lord, bless somebody else. When my heart's where I can say, Lord, bless, when the choir gets up to sing, if my heart's where it ought to be, I'm praying for them to, Lord, God bless them. Same way when the preacher gets up to preach. And when I get up, I want people to do the same thing, because I need God's help. We've never done anything that we didn't need the Lord to guide us and lead us in it. And if I can't humble my heart, you guys can be praying for me all you want to, and all God will let you. But if I won't humble my heart, you ain't going to answer that prayer. But by you guys praying, maybe I get the help I need to get my heart where it ought to be. And I'm talking too much. That's all I got.